concerning Judaism. The first Judaic writings start with the five books of Moses from around 1500 BC till the book of Malachi, approximately 400 BC. The prophet Isaiah wrote concerning the prophecies in our scriptures, "Seek ye out the book of the Lord and read, and none of these shall fail and none shall want or mate," Isaiah 34:16. In other words, none of the prophecies shall fail, and the mate of each prophecy is her fulfillment. The single most important person that was prophesied about was our Mashiach, or our Messiah. We'll study some of the hundreds of prophecies about the Messiah and see their mate or their fulfillment. His conception and mother. Prophecy says, "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son," Isaiah 7:14. Fulfillment. "The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, Jesus. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Luke 2:30-34. Then the place of birth and the anointing. Prophecy says, "Bethlehem, out of you shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler of Israel," Micah 5:2. Fulfillment, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Matthew 2:1. "And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end," Luke 1:32-33. His early youth. Prophecy says, "Out of Egypt have I called my son," Hosea 11:1. The fulfillment is, "The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And he was there until the death of Herod," Matthew 2:13-15. Prophecy about his message says, "Preach the good tidings unto the meek, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives," Isaiah 61:1. Fulfillment is, "Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John these things that you have seen and heard, and how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached," Luke 7:22. The bribe for his betrayal. The prophecy says, "I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord," Zechariah 11:13. The fulfillment is, "What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you?" And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Then Judas, which had betrayed Jesus, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and so they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field, Matthew 27:3-7. Prophecy says, "Rejected of men, a man of sorrows, we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not," Isaiah 53:3. Fulfillment, "He came to his own, but his own received him not," John 1:11. "But they cried out, away with him, crucify him, crucify him," John 19:15. The prophecy says, "He was wounded for our transgressions. The Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all, and with his stripes we are healed. As a lamb to the slaughter, the transgression of my people was he stricken," it says in Isaiah 53:5-9. The fulfillment, "For this is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins," Matthew 26:28. "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins," it says in Colossians 1:4. Now we have his clothes. The prophecy says, "They parted my garments among them and cast lots for my vesture," Psalms 22:11. The fulfillment is in John 19:23. It says, "Then the soldiers took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and his coat also. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. And they said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it." His execution. Prophecy, "They have pierced my hands and my feet," Psalm 22:16. This remarkable prophecy was given by King David, who lived around 1000 BC. Crucifixion was invented more than 600 years later by the Persians around 350 BC. and it was later perfected by the Rome. The fulfillment is, but Thomas said unto them, except I shall see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand in his sides, I will not believe. John 20, verse 25. The exact year of his death. Prophecy said, after 62 sevenths shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. It says in Daniel 9, 26. 7 is Shavuah, or 7 as a time frame. In this prophecy, it fits 7 years. The fulfillment, 62 times 7, is 434 years after the rebuilding of Jerusalem, which was completed in 405 BC. This brings us to the year of his crucifixion, 29 AD. The year of Jesus' birth was 4 BC, as is confirmed in other historical writings. Thus, he was crucified at the age of 33. Now, the people who understood this 77th prophecy from Daniel 24 through 27 were waiting for the Messiah in the temple. Simeon took Jesus up in his arms. He says, Lord, let now your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Then there was Anna, and she coming in spoke of Jesus to all that looked for redemption in Luke 2, verse 25 and 38. Then Philip finds Nathanael and says, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, in John 1, 45. Another prophecy about his bones. He keeps all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Psalm 34, 20. Fulfillment. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with Jesus. And when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already, and they broke not his legs. John 19, 32 and 33. His resurrection. The prophecy says, God will not leave his soul in the grave. Neither will he suffer his Holy One to see corruption and decay. Psalm 16, verse 10. And in the third day he will raise up. That is in Hosea 6, 2. The fulfillment. The angel said to the woman, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Well, he's not here. He's risen. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Matthew 28, 5. And one of the disciples was talking, we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day, and since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre, saying that they had seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive. In Luke 24, verse 21 through 23. Prophecy says, ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not? Isaiah 55, verse 1 and 2. Fulfillment. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes in me shall never thirst. John 6, 35. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. And he that believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. John 7, 37 and 38. Then there are the other non-Jewish prophecies. Discover the prophecies in the Hindu Vedas, how the Messiah was giving himself as the ultimate sacrifice, which is the Purus Prajapati, the Lord of all creation who became man. Make sure you listen to that one. Then we have the Buddha, what he prophesied about the wounds of the Holy One, which are fulfilled by our one and only Jewish Messiah, Yeshua of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth. Learn how the Quran names Isa, Yeshua, Jesus, as the soul and word of God. So if you go to johanpeters.in, you can find many pamphlets like these. And the downloads are completely free. There's also 9 books from which you can choose. And if you take the time to write me, info at johanpeters.in, I will take the time to answer.